This is Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen, and we're coming to you today with a very special expanded version of Taking Aim. We'll be on with you from 4 until 6 in the East Coast time, and again after the WBAI news from 7 until 9. And this is a really special event because we're going to play excerpts from an incredible 3.7 hours, almost 4 hour lecture and discussion that Ralph had with the New York 9/11 Truth Community. It took place at St. Mark's Church, June 24th, 2007. Those of you who were at the Ethical Culture Society for the WBAI Fund Drive know what an incredible presentation was at that event. And again, Ralph reprised his Ethical Culture presentation and went further. And there was an amazing discussion. We thank Joe Friendly for videotaping it and making the DVD available to WBAI. This almost four-hour presentation is packed onto one DVD with very high quality, imagine. And it's yours for your contribution to WBAI of $100. Where else? 4 hour presentation on 9/11 and events throughout the world, the impending war against Iran, the London bombings, the events prior to the staging of the attack on the World Trade Center, the prior attack on the World Trade Center, and all this for your contribution to sustain WBAI, $100. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We're going to play two extended excerpts from this almost four-hour presentation. And again, call your friends. Tell them if they're at work that they can listen at 7 o'clock and hear these excerpts and contribute to WBAI. Well,
Maya, this particular talk addressed also what I call the elephant in the closet, namely the central role of the Israeli state and of the Mossad in the planning operation and implementation of the attacks of September 11th, 2001. And in regard to the elephant in the closet and the role of the Mossad, it embraces not only the over 200 Israeli spies who were spread across the United States under the cover of being art students and who were monitoring 60 of them in Hollywood, Florida alone, a couple of doors down from Mohammed Atta, but it entails as well the a company known as ODIGO, which had advance warning of the attacks on the World Trade Center, and its officers involved in the puts and calls trading. The Tellstone follow the money indicator of complicity and involvement in the events of September 11th. That is particularized in a way that hasn't been done before in this talk, and tied as well to the Carlyle Group and one of its principal directors, Frederick V. Malick, who plays a comparable role. These things that we are discussing now are amplified and pulled together in this talk of, as Maya indicates, nearly 4 hours with intense discussion from not only the people who were at the Ethical Culture meeting, but who then came on to St. Mark's Church for the amplified discussion that followed on the day after.
This talk is called 9/11 and the Terror State. It's yours for your contribution to WBAI, $100 for over almost four hours, 3.7 hours of lecture, and then many questions from the audience with Ralph's response. Again, we're going to play two extended excerpts. We're going to start into the program, an hour into the program, and then go 2 hours into the program. The beginning is an amazing analysis of the history prior to 9/11. So we hope that you enjoy this, and meanwhile, get on the phone, 212-209-2950. Michael, if we're ready, we'll move to the DVD. St. Mark's Church,
not ready yet.
New York 9/11.
Not quite, Maya.
Okay.
We do have a few more minutes before we begin the excerpt that you want to play for the folks. So if you would, just allow me a few more minutes. All right, Maya?
Okay, good, Michael. Again, let's remind everybody how important it is to contribute to WBAI at 212-209-2950. Nowhere else on any radio station in the tri-state area are you going to have available the extent, the analysis, the presentation as you're going to hear today. And as you do hear week by week on Taking AIM, Taking AIM is broadcast every Tuesday from 5 to 6. And we like to hear from you at takingaim@pacbell.net. And you can listen to us on the WBAI archive, that's WBAI.org, or on our website, takingaimradio.com. Rob, do you want to give a little more introduction to the presentation?
Well, as I say, we call it 9/11 in the terrorist state, and we look at the role of the Israeli state not only in the current events with respect to Gaza and the West Bank, which are, after all, part of the overall picture of a gangster clique that is totally at the behest of U.S. imperialism and imposing on the Middle East and beginning with the Palestinian people a colonial design. But that is at the service of a larger imperial project, as we've all been looking at over the past 6 years, a project involving the dismantling of each country ad seriatim in the Central Asian area and the Middle East, and requiring a vast pretext, a casus belli, a galvanizing, catalyzing, catastrophic incident that can induce numbed acquiescence in these long-prepared imperial plans, permanent war and permanent oppression, not only without this frontiers of the United States, but within. And what is the subject matter of this talk is the precise unfolding of these events and who and what are involved in implementing them, particularly the role of the Mossad and, for example, as I indicated, the Israeli front companies like Odigo and the Urban Moving Van Company. And as it plays out, the communications technology, such as the Promise hardware for monitoring all telephone calls, and companies like Converse, which were a subsidiary of Verint. These are Israeli companies. They're in charge of security and of the Logan National Airport and of the London Underground security. And
Or of the compilation of all the telephone calls from many of the large telephone companies. They use an Israeli company. If you notice, when you get your bill each month, it has a listing of every call you made, whether it's your cell phone or even your home phone, not your local calls for your regular telephone service, but your long-distance calls. And all this is compiled for many of the companies by Israeli companies. Israeli companies work for many departments of the U.S. government controlling the phone systems. And this has great implications when you start examining what took place with the events of 9/11, what took place with the events of the London bombings. And all this Ralph discusses within this presentation. And I'd like to take note here that when you acquire one of Ralph's presentations, it's something that is listened to and replayed and played again years and years into the past. We come across many of his lectures, people are still making videos and distributing them from the Gulf War, from the Vietnam War era, and in between. So this is something that is for not just for your library, but to share with friends and to distribute among them and play again, and just like a really good book. It's not just a toss-away CD or DVD. The video, again, we like to thank Joe Friendly. The number to call is 212-209-2950. I want you to write it down, because as soon as you start hearing the excerpts of, remember, this is a video, you're just going to be hearing the audio. As soon as you start hearing it, I know you're going to reach for your telephone. 212-209-2950. And we're waiting to hear from Michael when he's ready to go. We are not starting at the beginning. We're starting an hour into it because it's such an exciting moment that I want to play, and there are many exciting moments. And I want to give you teasers and tastes of this presentation. I don't want you to think, oh, we're starting at the beginning and you can just listen on air. No, you can't. You can only have access to this. It will not be online. It will not be on our website. You must telephone 212-209-2950. The phones are starting to ring in anticipation of what you're going to hear, because everyone knows that you are going to really enjoy and learn from 9/11 and the terror state. Going to be playing excerpts from the 9/11 and the Terror State presentation by Ralph at St. Mark's Church for the New York 9/11 Truth Movement. It was June 24th, just recently. It's over almost a four-hour DVD, and we're going to play two excerpts during the next 2 hours. So here we go.
So you're dealing with the... Esron sucks up electronic transmissions like a vacuum cleaner, using keyword search techniques to sift through enormous amounts of data. These are systems that cover the whole world with 120 satellites. Through Echelon, Israel collects information on plans to hijack planes. They've tested new X-ray machines at airports because they command airport security in various countries. New Jersey Department of Law and Public Safety. The State Division of Consumer Affairs is asking all citizens who have goods stored at Urban Moving Systems, Weehawken Warehouse, to contact immediately Attorney General John Farmer and New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs Director Mark S. Herr. You see, they are concerned about who this company is and what they're up to. Urban Moving Systems and detained Israelis. Two of them found with video of the Sears Tower. Two men detained in the township by federal immigration authorities with detailed footage of the Sears Tower in Chicago. Moving Systems Incorporated. They were targeting the Sears Tower as well. Federal Bureau of Investigation notified that they have video footage of Chicago with zoomed-in shots of the Sears Tower. A 16-hour deadhead run from Chicago to a chaotic New York. And then it describes the stopping of the urban moving company's van with the five who were detained. Well, Barak and Woodbull reappeared a few days later in Tel Aviv, and it was acknowledged that they were with the Israeli military. Barak is an ex-paratrooper. Fresh from the rigors of the military. Now, I talked about Converse technology, with which American communication systems are monitored and airport security is controlled as well. Odigo was taken over by Converse Technology, another Israeli company. Five executives from Converse profited by more than $267 million from insider trading involving the 9/11 attacks. Jacob Kobi Alexander, the Israeli founder of Converse Technology, one of the leading Mossad companies, has fled justice in the United States, escaped to Israel with at least $57 million. New York Times. A brazen scheme to manipulate the granting of options. Federal prosecutors are going to charge these three former executives of Converse Technology with mail fraud, securities fraud, and wire fraud. Hey, you'd have thought that the Millionaires Club in Congress would have read that article in the New York Times. The chief executive, Jacob Alexander, who built Converse into a $1 billion leader in the communication software market, highly regarded in Israel, wired $57 million to an account in Israel on one day. His company acquired the other Mossad firm, Odigo. And then it repeats. At least two Israeli-based employees received warnings of an imminent attack in New York 2 hours before. Here is Alex Diamandis, the Odigo vice president. Yes, it is possible that the attack warning was broadcast to other Odigo members. Odigo is based and has its research and development center in Herzliya, Israel, the small town north of Tel Aviv, which is where Mossad headquarters are located. Now we come to a very elaborate report about suspicious activity of Israeli art students at DEA facilities across the United States. All these art students, hundreds of them, are now showing up, casing the Drug Enforcement Administration, from California to Florida. Most activity reported in the state of Florida, and we'll come to that, 60 of them located in Hollywood, Florida. Maybe they had got their geography confused and thought they would get in the movies. Well, I mean, they located themselves a couple of doors down from where Mohammed Atta was living. So they had the neighborhood, right? DEA Orlando has developed a drug nexus to this group. Telephone numbers from the Israeli art students have been linked to ongoing DEA MDMA ecstasy investigations in Florida, California, Texas, and New York. Any water? Thanks. Excuse me. These individuals are organized in teams of 8 to 10 people, with one person described as the team leader. They are usually encountered in pairs. Thank you. Sorry about that. Usually encountered in pairs carrying makeshift art portfolios. Most admit to having links to high-ranking officials in the Israeli military. One leader was the son of a 2-star general and bodyguard to the head of the Israeli army. Now they're traveling about the U.S. selling art. Oh, the DEA, military installations across the United States. DEA Tampa has revealed much information related to these individuals. The team leader of a group of 9. He purchases paintings for $8 to $10 from individuals in the Hollywood Fort Lauderdale area and then sells them for $50 or $80. Some report selling them for as much as $150. Hollywood, Florida seems to be a central point for these individuals. The Atlanta Constitution has a detailed report about this as well. All over the United States. Interestingly enough, these art students is associated with a 2-star general in the Israeli army and with OFEC that launched the 5th Israeli spy satellite. Michel Gal, he was petitioned in the U.S. by Amdocs Inc., visa issued in Tel Aviv. The Israeli communications software company. There isn't any one of these individuals that does not have a link to the Mossad, to the intelligence services, to the Shin Bet, to the highest ranks of the Israeli military. It is a virtual invasion. Or here, Ben Dor works for NICE, N-I-C-E. He was with the high-level military unit responsible for Patriot missile defense. So their cover as art students doesn't bear the most elementary scrutiny. Yet they're spread across the United States, and they're casing military installations and the DEA operations, airports. One of their units, which is ODIGO, was involved with the World Trade Center. Another component of ODIGO is involved with Chicago. And by the way, brothers and sisters, here's a report. Zionists arrested inside Mexican Congress. Mossad Colonel Salvador Gerson Smeke and Sauer Ben Zvi, armed and carrying bomb materials in the Mexican Congress in Mexico City. The Israeli embassy at Sierra Madre, 2155 Colonia Lomas de Chapultepec, has closed its doors to the Mexican press and refuses to talk. All 9/11 airports serviced by one Israeli-owned company. A private company called ICTS, owned by Ezra Harrell, registered in the Netherlands, employed at Charles de Gaulle Airport, screening all passengers boarding U.S. planes, all its personnel, Shin Bet officers. The company covers security at Boston's Logan Airport, where the American Airlines plane came down. And then also, by the way, they cover the security at Logan at the time that the so-called shoe bomber is launched. Yeah, out of Logan. Well, you see, from Amdocs to Converse, guess who is the master company of Converse? Verint. Guess what company has responsibility for security in the London Underground? Verint. Arutz Shiva, Israeli national news. Israel warned ahead of first blast in London. The Israeli embassy in London notified in advance, resulting in Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, or maybe it was John L. Sullivan, remaining in his hotel room rather than making his way to the hotel adjacent to the site of the first explosion, a Liverpool Street train, where he was to address an economic summit. But he didn't feel lonely, because, you see, there was another gentleman of some distinction who was supposed to be at that same place but benefited from the early warning. That was Rudolph Giuliani. An Israeli security firm has been chosen to provide security for London's underground train network. Verint Systems, a subsidiary of Israel's Converse Technology, announced that Verint has been selected to coordinate video solutions and enhancing total security of the London Underground. Yeah. Verint President and CEO Dan Bodner told Israel's, this is a report from the Israeli press, Israel 21C, "We have significant hands-on experience in working with transportation authorities and delivering innovative network video security solutions for the transportation industry, from airports to railroad stations." Yep. They're responsible for maintaining London's underground infrastructure, including security in trains, stations, tunnels, and bridges. What was they saying? What was Imad al-Islam saying? The George Washington Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Holland Tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel. Who was his coordinator for this? Yeah, Netanyahu, this is the Associated Press, changed plans due to warning. He planned to attend the conference in the hotel over the subway stop where one of the blasts occurred. London Standard. The United States sent Britain prior warning of transit attack. This is in London. So, not only the Zionists in the Israeli state, but the U.S. knew about it. Yeah. Israel security company, prime subway bomb suspect. They must be anti-Semites. He's British. Imagine writing something like that. Now, actually, this is a report from the British press that's cited by Jeff Rentz on the 31st of July, 2005. And it's also reported in Britain by Newswatcher and in the in Israel by Israel 21C. Now, I'm going to reprise a couple of aspects of this operation in London. Because Visor Consultants was the company that was running, they're all former Scotland Yard naval, British naval directors, MI6. They were running an exercise. Over 1,000 members of Visor Consultants were involved with running an exercise in the London Underground at the time of this, the bombings in the London Underground. And BBC4 interviewed Peter Powers of Visor, who told him that, yeah, we were carrying out an exercise simulating the bombing of the London Underground. Well, when were you doing that? Well, on the same day it occurred. What? Where was that taking place? Well, the very places where the bombs were detonating. When was that happening? Well, at the same time. On the record. He says the people, the British journalist, is dumbfounded. He said, well, are you saying to me that on the same day, in the same location, at the same time, you're running a dry run exercise in the blowing up of the London Underground? It is, you know. So as I've described, there were probabilities run. Probability of one attack by the hour, one chance in 9,474,920. Open hours, probably a three-station attack, 850 quintillion, 602 quadrillion, 500 trillion, 920 billion. The probability of a three-station terror hit, well, I mean, it runs off the page. I mean, okay. So, the London bombings are involving Peter Power of Visor. The security is provided by Verint, which is the subsidiary of Converse, which is associated with Promise Hardware and with Amdocs. Yeah? And by the way, the company of Peter Power is associated with Mellon and Lloyds and Morley Fund Management and Bank of New York and Arcadia. And also, Power is on the board of the Canadian Center for Emergency Preparedness. The key member of that board and senior vice president is Richard Shearer of Giuliani and Partners. Shearer intimately involved, along with Giuliani, in the crisis management of September 11th. Yeah. Now, here's another interesting facet of this Zionist CIA operation that bridges the 1993 bombings and the 9/11 bombings and the London bombings. The Commissioner of Transport for London is Robert Kiley. Well, Robert Kiley, the Commissioner of Transport for London, well, he's associated with Rudolph Giuliani during his time as president and CEO of New York City Partnership, the city's leading business organization. Kiley came into contact regularly when Giuliani was in office, and he was a member of Giuliani's mayoral task force. Kiley was an advisor to the mayor's office on transport in New York, eliminating toll booths, putting transponders in every car license plate that would automatically charge you every time you rode on a heavily trafficked bridge or a tunnel, and, you know, all of the security and the closed-circuit television cameras and the monitoring in New York City on its bridges and its tunnels and its underground system. Yay. He's doing that at the request of Rudolph Giuliani. He's doing it in London. Want to know something else? He was tapped by the Central Intelligence Agency and became manager of intelligence operations and executive assistant to the director, Richard Helms, who was appointed Central Intelligence Agency director after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. He's a heavy. He was involved in the MKUltra project. Kiley was the executive assistant. But he's a prestigious man. He's in the Council on Foreign Relations, CIA activist, in charge of London's transport network. Do we need a blueprint to ask the question, who's involved in the inside job in 9/11, brothers and sisters? Are we lacking the data? Has it been hidden from us? It's in the BBC reports. It's in the bourgeois press. That, as I say, that millionaires club in Congress. By the way, the New York Police Department had an expert on the scene in London.
You've been listening to excerpts from Ralph Schoeman's four-hour presentation at St. Mark's Church, June 24th, 2007, 9/11 and the Terrorist State. Our DVD, four-hour premium, is available to you for your contribution of $100. Let's get those phones ringing, 212-209-2950. You've heard only 20 minutes, 20 incredible minutes from this almost four-hour presentation. And it's yours, for you, our gift to you, 212-209-2950. There are many reasons to contribute to WBAI, and this is our gift in recognition of your generosity. Ralph?
Well, Maya, one of the categories that we go into with respect not only to the 9/11 bombing attacks, but the blowing up of the London Underground and the events of 1993, is the category of following the money. Because what is extraordinary about that is that the funds are being invested in puts and calls in almost all instances, and the Odigo company that I was citing earlier in this talk is involved in that process, and Alex Diamandis and Kobe Alexander are involved in that process, and none other than Alan Greenspan. Brothers and sisters, finance capital and the apparatus of control of the Imperium, that is to say the CIA and the military, are up to their eyeballs in the precise circumstances of the events of September 11th and the ancillary terror attacks. That's why this talk is called 9/11 and the Terror State. Please, brothers and sisters, support Free Speech Radio, support WBAI, support the dissemination of the critical evidence that shows the hand of those in power in the events that are imputed to demonic others.
And what's different about this talk, Ralph, let's go into some of that, because some of our listeners have heard various talks and discussions that we do on Taking Aim about 9/11. But this talk, in watching it, I have to say, really brought together new elements.
Well, I think that's correct, Maya, because there is a great deal of additional amplifying information, some of it quite shocking and very dramatic. I mean, Alan Greenspan taking charge of sending literally hundreds of millions, indeed billions of dollars, into the stock market and into the City of London markets prior to the events of London, the bombing, and suddenly you see puts and calls all over the place into transportation. Almost a mirror image of what occurred around 9/11. We didn't have that information before. It is very compelling. And throughout this talk, we tie together the new elements that amplify and nail down the relationships that show how 9/11 was put together, who benefited, who participated, who orchestrated, who directed.
Okay, let's get those phones ringing off the hook. We have volunteers standing by in the WBAI conference room, the pledge room, 212-209-2950. Those of you listening around the world, as so many people do, last count, there were people in 77 countries listening to Taking Aim. please get on the phone, 212-209-2950. Each week we bring to you our Extraordinary Taking AIM programs, and we can only do so because of WBAI. Many of you know we're here in California, and it takes a an expensive business ISDN telephone call each week, an hour long, to get to WBAI. Engineers in both studios, and this is true for all the shows at WBAI, 24/7. Let's keep WBAI fully staffed, fully operational, and keep this incredible programming coming to you 24/7. Music, arts, and as we do, political discussion and analysis. That you're never going to get through the established bourgeois press. 212-209-2950. As Ralph and I like to use the press for our documentation, it's evidence against interest. But the analysis, how we put it together, is unique. And that is why we must support WBAI. And that is why Ralph and I have been devoted to WBAI throughout these so many years, more years than we care to count. 212-209-2950. We're unable to hear the phones. Michael, I hope they're ringing. And let's give you some encouragement, because this is an absolutely wonderful DVD. Each time we have fundraising, we try to provide, and we do provide, unique programming, programming that you're not going to get anywhere, programming that you cannot go to Amazon.com, you cannot go to Barnes & Noble, you can't go anywhere else but WBAI to have this programming. 212-209-2950. Again, that's Ralph, the phone number?
Yes, 212-209-2950, brothers and sisters. You know, we're indebted to Joe Friendly, who videotapes the salient talks by people active in the struggle for rights and justice in the United States. There isn't a major talk on 9/11, I should say, that Joe Friendly hasn't videotaped. And I'm always very happy to have Joe at our events, because Joe is so conscientious and faithful in recording the discussion and in recording the talks. And I'm proud to say that after this talk that we're describing to you today, Joe came up to me and said, you know, this one is, I haven't heard anything like this before. This pulls it all together, and it does it in a way that, it is extraordinarily powerful. This was Joe, and I'm quoting him, and I'm proud to have been able to do so, because Joe hears it all the time. Joe is familiar with this material. And I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to call and to get this DVD for yourself. Joe is a very reliable assessor of the power and importance of material that he films and videos and assesses on a constant basis.
And too often people during the fund drives wait till the last minute. We're going to be on today from 4 until 6 and then from 7 until 9. Let's not keep the people in the evening too busy. Start the phones ringing now. 212-209-2950. This is the Ralph's presentation of 9/11 and the Terror State at St. Mark's Church, New York, for the New York 9/11 Truth Movement. This was recently, it was June 24th, 2007. That's that's 1 month ago, only 1 month ago. And so this is hot off the press.
Well, you know, Maya, it's WBAI that was the radio station that allowed me to broadcast the 7-hour broadcast of World Trade Center Uncensored History shortly after the events of September 11th. And at that time, we were very early in documenting the role of something called the Carlyle Group, and indeed the relationship between the Bushes' father and son. And the various...
Thank you for your calls, Ralph. The phones are now starting to ring. 212-209-2950. I've heard three callers. Let's get more. There's a fourth. Please, 212-209-2950. We have the volunteers. The earlier you call, the more likely you don't have to wait, because there'll be more volunteers in the pledge room. 212-209-2950, 9/11 in the terrorist state. Please, this is an incredible, almost 4 hours, 3.7 hours now. Not a, part of that is question and answer. Part of that is discussion. You will be on the edge of your seat throughout this talk. Not a dull moment, not a dull moment during the entire presentation. And when you have the DVD, you can stop, you can start, you can do things, you can listen to part of it, you can absorb it, you can come back to it, you can call up your friends and say, come on over, let's have a nice evening of it. 212-209-2950. Ralph?
The role of the Bushes in the events of September 11th date back to the period when Bush's company, the Bush Exploration Company and Harkin Energy, were being funded by the Saudi royals and by the Bank for Credit and Commerce International, involving the partners and, in fact, the investment fortune of the bin Laden family, Sheikh Salam bin Laden, involving such as Abdullah Taha Bakhsh, a close associate of Osama bin Laden during the period when bin Laden was being funded by the Central Intelligence Agency. Indeed, recently I had the opportunity to obtain information particular to this. It wasn't the $6 billion that we were first informed about that was funding Osama bin Laden and Gulbuddin Hikmet Yar. It was $65 billion. This is a long-standing association between the supposed perpetrators of the events of September 11th and the authorities themselves. And we go into this, we detail it, we document it, we expand it in this talk. Please, call brothers and sisters, 212-209-2950.
Your only opportunity, again, this incredible DVD is not available anywhere but for this WBAI fund drive, 212-209-2950, almost 4 hours on this packed DVD program. Ralph Schoenman at St. Mark's Church, 1 month ago, June 24th, 2007. 212-209-2950 for your station, your opportunity to contribute, to be part of the WBAI community, and our opportunity to make this incredible gift available to you. Ralph Schoenman, 9/11 in the Terrorist State. Again, 212-209-2950. We'll be playing a further excerpt, but before we can do so, we must have phones ringing off the hook, all those phone lines filled, and we thank those of you who got the ball rolling and have gotten to your phone and started with the calls. 212-209-2950. You will say, this is my lucky day that I made the decision to call.
Well, it's from the Alan Greenspan to Odigo, to Alex Diamandis and Kobe Alexander. It's to notable Frederick V. Malick of the Carlyle Group, chairman of Thayer Capital, owner of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, who sets the schedules and stock holdings of airlines and flight routes, president and vice chairman of Northwest, through Thayer Capital acquiring C.B. Richard Ellis, Coldwell Banker, the hotel loaning, holdings alone tied as well to the airline industry. These are the people who set the schedules. These are the people who run the airlines, routings. These are the people through automatic data processing that is wired into the NSA and supercomputer control over financial dealings and transactions in the United States. These are the people who were involved in the puts and calls. These are the links to the Israeli intelligence services who are doing their bidding on 9/11. This is the terrorist state in its full panoply of criminality. Brothers and sisters, the evidence is marshaled. The politics are articulated. The DVD is something that you need to have. And again, we urge you to support this broadcasting. Support the evidence that is being brought to bear on the criminals who brought us 9/11 and who are preparing as we speak the next attack within the United States.
212-209-2950. You know, often people say, oh, God, this is overwhelming. this is just too much for me. And they don't want to know. They absolutely don't want to know. In fact, it is knowledge that is power. It is empowering. It is important to know so that you can make the decisions, decisions that govern your life. And that is why week after week we present on subject after subject the analysis, the dissection. Otherwise, there it seems like everything is overwhelming. And it, this puts it in perspective. This tells you how the dots are connected. And Ralph does an exceptional job here of not just the information that we've heard before about 9/11, but he digs down even deeper, and he connects it, not just the events of 9/11, but the connection with what is going on in the Middle East and how this relates historically. All this is accomplished during in this DVD and during this lecture, and that's why it is the length it is, because also there are many, many important questions that come from the audience. This is a sophisticated audience, the people who weekly go to St. Mark's Church, organize as part of the New York 9/11 Truth Movement. June 24, 2007, 212-209-2950. Your opportunity. Those of you who are listening, you're used to Hugh Hamilton and Talk Back. This is a moment to talk back. Talk back to WBAI. Tell WBAI how much you appreciate the insightful analysis, the political, the documentation, the outlook on the world. 212-209-2950. Too often people take WBAI for granted, especially those of you who are outside the New York, the immediate New York area. Those of you in New Haven, Connecticut, to where WBAI reaches. Those of you in New Jersey, so many people in New Jersey, we're always getting calls from New Jersey. Those of you on the outskirts of Long Island, people listen in Delaware, people listen in Florida. Those of you who are listening through the radio streaming of the Internet from the state of Washington, from Canada, from Mexico, from China, from Australia, people, so many people listen from Australia and New Zealand. Get on the phone, 212-209-2950. But particularly, it's so easy for you from Brooklyn, from Staten Island, from the Bronx, from Manhattan, from Queens, from all the boroughs, and then also from, as I said, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland. Get on the phone. There's a 90-mile radius for WBAI. Those of you who are listening at work, I must say, sneak off and get on your cell phone, 212-209-2950. Don't delay. So often we hear from cab drivers, taxi drivers, and limo drivers, and people have called us and said, you know, I had to pull over. It's such an intense discussion. Well, here's your opportunity to have the discussion in your home. 212-209-2950. Much, much longer than we can ever present on any Taking AIM program, and with such ease, such facility. 212-209-2950. Joe has managed to pack very high quality, almost 4 hours onto a DVD. You wouldn't expect that much onto the DVD, but he's figured out how to do it. And that way we can offer it for a premium for $100, your contribution to WBAI, 9/11 and the terror state.
You know, brothers and sisters, there's a report today about the executive order of July 17th authorizing the Treasury Department to freeze the property of anyone determined to be hindering United States actions in Iraq and the stability of the government in Baghdad. Indeed, this is a proto-fascist measure. It's called blocking property of certain persons who threaten stabilization efforts in Iraq. And it grants powers to the president under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, which enables the president of the United States to block the financial assets of anybody who is designated a encourager and supporter of violence or threatening the peace and stability of Iraq or undermining efforts to promote economic reconstruction and political reform in Iraq by the present regime. What this is a shot across the bow of all of us and of the anti-war movement in particular. It prepares for the seizure of our property. It prepares for our disappearance under enemy combatant criteria. It targets as a entity that could be in partnership, association, trust, or joint venture, or corporation, or subgroup of any individual party or entity that, quote, poses a threat, that is determined to be supporting other individuals that pose a threat. What is the definition of posing a threat? Undermining the stability of the puppet regime in Iraq. That means opposing the policies of the United States government, brothers and sisters. You need to support a free speech radio that is going to take this on, that's going to defy the efforts to create the apparatus and the architecture of a fascist and totalitarian state in this country.
And
these people will not give up power willingly, brothers and sisters. They will terrorize us in order to keep it, and we need to stop them. You need free speech radio in order to have the information to do so.
That's right, Maya and Ralph. Excuse me for the interruption, but it is 5 o'clock, and usually at this hour, this is the Taking Aim audience. They are tuning in right now. The phones are ringing, not quite off the hook, but they are certainly ringing, Ralph and Maya. There are 7 calls on the line now. Let's bring in a bit of this Baba Mal music, introducing Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen over WBAI in New York, WBAI.org on the web.
It's Yusu
Endura. Yes, that's right. It is Yusu Endura. You are correct. Yusu Endura. Introing Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen.
Ralph Schoenman.
And Maya Schoen. And our wonderful intro music that you hear week after week is from Yusu Endur, the incredible, the master, the Senegalese musician. And it's from his first album, which was dedicated to Nelson Mandela, a real freedom fighter. And it's called Endubine. And we hope that each and every one of you joining us now had an opportunity to tune in at the previous hour to hear the incredible excerpt. If you didn't, we're going to be playing another. And also, this is an extended broadcast. There's the interruption for the WBAI news, which we hope you listen to, which we know you'll listen to, and then be back with us, be back with Ralph at 7 o'clock. And he'll be on from 7 until 9 with more of the excerpt from our incredible presentation today and also discussion. And what is this presentation? It is a talk Ralph gave just one month ago, at St. Mark's Church for the New York 9/11 Truth Movement. If you recall, Ralph was in New York for a WBAI fundraiser at the Ethical Culture, and people said, please continue the discussion, and he did so the next day at St. Mark's Church. And what he did then was he reprised both his discussion of the Ethical Culture and went on further, because there wasn't the time limit. He goes on for almost 4 hours with the lecture and then the question and answer period. And it's an amazing lecture, unlike any that he's done before. And as you know, 9/11 has been an important topic for us over the years. And in this, he examines the role of the terrorist state, what is the category of terror, how it relates to what is happening now in the Middle East, how it relates to the bombing, the first World Trade Center bombing and the staged attacks in 91 and 2001 and then on and on and on with the London bombings, with the Madrid bombings. But most importantly, who were the key players and how the intelligence agencies intersect, the Mossad and the CIA and the Pentagon. And this is only available from WBAI for this fund drive. Again, the telephone number is 212-209-2950. We had seven callers. We want to get the phones ringing off the hook, particularly during this 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hour, our normal Taking Aim hour, where our loyal, devoted Taking Aim listenership, those of you who are listening in the tri-state region, the 90-mile coverage for WBAI, and those of you listening through radio streaming across the country and throughout the world, this is your chance, your moment to dial 212-209-2950. Your contribution, it can be by MasterCard, Visa, other credit cards, debit card, check, and cash through money orders to WBAI. People are in the pledge room, 212-209-2950. We're playing certain excerpts from this almost four-hour DVD. These are important excerpts. You can pick any moment in this DVD, and it's an important excerpt. And that's exactly what we're doing, we're stopping, we're starting, and we're saying this is where we are, and hear it all when you dial 212-209-2950. This is the moment for your contribution to WBAI and your contribution to yourself. Ralph.
Maya, we talk about the role of Rabbi Dov Zakheim in charge of the accounting of the Pentagon, who was responsible for the disappearance of $7.2 trillion without a paper trail from the Pentagon's accumulated funds. We discuss the meaning of that because the company that he runs, Systemics, is a company that actually arranges for computer and remote-controlled aircraft that are run from the ground that override pilot control and on-flight direction. That these have been the Systemics program has been deployed for 757, 767s, for military aircraft, for civilian aircraft, that the company of Dov Zakheim is not ancillary to the functionings of the Pentagon in this regard, that the black budgets, the disappearing funds that we're describing here, the trillions of dollars, are what support and sustain and carry out and implement these kinds of mass operations, such as the planned plots of September 11, 2001. We describe the relationship between Rabbi Dov Zakheim and Michael Chertoff. Chertoff, who was involved with the prosecution of the faked perpetrators, the victims and framed individuals for the 1993 bombing in the World Trade Center. Chertoff, who's involved with the Federal Bureau of Investigation sting operation that actually organized with the Mossad the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. Chertoff, who was involved in supporting a particular Egyptian go-between between the apparatus of Osama bin Laden and the Central Intelligence Agency. Chertoff, who was involved in amplifying that relationship between that Egyptian national and Osama bin Laden. These are the people, brothers and sisters, who brought us 9/11. These are the individuals who are hooked into not only Rudolf Giuliani and Benjamin Netanyahu, but the Odigo Moving Company, Jackson Stevens, who is the National Security Agency figure in Venice, Florida, where the flight schools are held. It all relates, and the data is now massive. And if you follow the money, as we do in this talk, you'll see where the funds come in for the puts and call options and how they're organized with these very Israeli front companies, as they are by the central figures in the financial centers of the United States, like Alan Greenspan. That's the data. That's the relationship. That's the analysis. That's the understanding. You want this information, brothers and sisters. It's important for the future. Please.
212-209-2950. Ralph is giving a partial index of the topics covered in this incredible talk, 9/11 and the Terror State. This is a new talk, new. It puts much more information than has ever been packed in any of the many, many discussions, and this is a unique one, and you are definitely going to want to have it. 9/11 and the Terror State, almost 4 hours on our gift to you for your $100 contribution. And we're going to play another excerpt. You're only going to hear partial excerpts, remember. Dial now, 212-209-2950. 2950. Stop what you're doing, make that call, and remember you can call while you're listening. The volunteers are there. Keep them busy, and we'll be back with you after this excerpt.
In the Bourgeois Press, as I say, that Millionaires Club in Congress. By the way, the New York Police Department had an expert on the scene in London who had a view of the attack. Detective Ira Greenberg, the police department liaison to Scotland Yard. Yeah, he was very good, very early, very specific information, said Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly. And Raymond Kelly dispatched 4 Intelligence Division police to London. Wow. What induced Police Commissioner Kelly to send intelligence operatives to London just in time for the London bombings? Imagine that. I guess we should call that coincidence theory. Parenthetically, when I was on the air on Thursday night with Alambe Brath on Africa Kaleidoscope on WBAI, we received a notice. Michael Tarif Warren, who is a distinguished attorney, who is the lawyer for H. Rapp Brown. He's a colleague of mine, I'm proud to say, because with Lynn Stewart and her son Jeffrey Stewart and Michael Tarif Warren, we've been involved with the case of the black prisoners in Northern State who were all in administrative segregation. How's that for a use of the euphemism for solitary? And who were assaulted brutally by the guards, as they always do in Northern State Prison. Brutalized. Eyes out of eye sockets. Brutality. Caught on video. Those youngsters had got a video in there, and they got the whole thing on video. Interestingly enough, Fox News ran it. So Michael and Jeff Stewart and Stephen Latimer of Laughlin Latimer in Hackensack, New Jersey, along with our Council on Human Needs, which is our prisoner rights organization, are engaged in this class action. Well, Michael was driving home in Bed-Stuy. I'm staying not far from there with Bernard White. And he gets to the police station in Bed-Stuy and he sees these cops with a teenage kid handcuffed, and they're slamming his head there against the pavement. Michael stops his vehicle. He gets out. He's dressed in a suit and tie. He's very quiet-spoken, Michael. Tarif says, I'm an attorney. If you have cause for arresting this young man, proceed, but you have no right to brutalize him in this way.
WBAI, New York. 99.5 FM.
Michael Tarif Warren. Slugged Evelyn Warren. Now, this is the handiwork of that billionaire Bloomberg and Raymond Kelly. And Raymond Kelly is implicated in 9/11, and Raymond Kelly is the point man sent to Haiti to coordinate the Zinglan, Zanglan Do and the descendants of the Tonton Macoute in terrorizing the people of Haiti. That's who these people are. You want to talk about terror? From Gaza to Bedford-Stuyvesant, to Haiti, to Iraq, we're all in their gun sights, brothers and sisters. This is a system of terror. This isn't just this punk cop, this thug in uniform. And by the way, what do you think would have happened if it hadn't been Michael Tarif Warren, a distinguished attorney in a suit? What if it were someone in the community, in this occupied city by an occupying army called the police force? You don't have to go to Palestine to find the West Bank and Gaza. So that's what is at issue here with this category of terror as the rationale for the creation of the architecture of a fascist state in the U.S. and for permanent war. Yeah, that's what it is when Dov Zakheim, Rabbi Zakheim, presides over the disappearance of $7 trillion from the Pentagon without a paper trail, that services the Bank of Credit and Commerce International with its drug operations, that provides the whole apparatus for death squad operations across the planet for rendition. And that's why Dov Zakheim's contribution is systemics, that provides us with the Pentagon, with the means of controlling the flight of large aircraft by computer and remote, of changing course, of taking over from pilots, of directing them into particular areas at will. And that's what is at issue here. You see, Robert Lieberman's testimony before the House on May 8th, 2001, regarding these disappearances of these vats. And Jane's, which is a British defense analysis reporting company, which is quite official, in search of the Pentagon's billion-dollar hidden budgets kept under wraps, massive secret structure, a shadow military, which exists in complete parallel with official programs of the Department of Defense that are disclosed, protected by a security system of enormous complexity. The Pentagon firmly resists any attempt to invade or reform this system. The Clinton administration has decided to spend an unprecedented proportion of Pentagon funds on black projects so highly classified that they can never be identified or acknowledged. The total sums hard to calculate. That's Jane's defense. Yeah. The audit report for the Defense Financing and Accounting Service work on the Navy General Fund. The Navy hides everything. That's a long report, and that's the bottom line, as they like to say. So, I think we can demonstrate and document that the Mossad and the Central Intelligence Agency and the Pentagon at its highest levels and the operatives of these same are the direct precipitators, organizers, implementers, and orchestrators, and the inside operatives that brought us the events of September 11th, 2001, and those of the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, and that of the bombing in London, and that of the bombing in Madrid, and the same with the planned bombing of the trains in Germany, except that the Israeli operatives were caught. Yeah. You see, on the day of the attacks, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was asked what the attack would mean. "It's very good," was his quick reply. "It's not good, but it will generate immediate support for Israel." "It's very good." Well, no one said he was a diplomat. Jackson Stevens, the White House Big Brother database, and how Jackson Stevens precipitated a banking crisis. Score another coup for Jackson Stevens Systematics. Provides the software for the Big Brother database system in the White House. And there is a panic about secret methods of accessing that computer. That report. Now things have come full circle. By the way, it's a report by J. Orrin Grab, who is specialized in researching the role of Jackson Stevens. "A chief government effort to spy on U.S. domestic banking transactions directed by the Electronic Spy Agency, the National Security Agency, National Security Agency working in conjunction with Little Rock software firm Systematics owned by billionaire Jackson Stevens, the major supplier of the software for back office clearing and wire transfers, stock and share wire transfers, puts and calls. Stevens' attempt to get Systematics the job of handling the data processing for the Washington, D.C. bank First American led to the BCCI takeover of that institution. And who represented Systematics in that endeavor? Well, two distinguished attorneys, Hillary Rodham Clinton and Vince Foster. Foster became the overseer of the NSA project with respect to Systematics." Well, you know, he committed suicide out of this personal despair. They implied, you see, they couldn't get it up. He was having personal problems. I don't know, but I don't think that was enough. "The NSA and Jackson Stevens Systematics developed security holes in all of the banking software provided by Systematics. We face a banking crisis, according to John Deutsch, director of the Central Intelligence Agency, because the NSA and the Jackson Stevens, they are involved in a lot of things. Now let's look at what they're involved in. What are those lot of things? You see, the lot of things are running the affairs of Venice, Florida, which was a nexus for the Iran-Contra operations and for the unofficial CIA airline flights out of Venice Airport. The bill was due in 2002. Jackson Stevens, this is Daniel Hopsiger, a name often tied to America's super-secret national security agents, has a massive influential presence for several decades in a tiny town, which is the port of entry into the United States flight and military training for the, now, this is the weakness of Daniel Hofstadter. He says the terrorist cadre implicated in the September 11th attack. Daniel, really? I mean, a block away from the Venice, Florida airport stands an opulent three-story red building, a monument to the rivers of money flowing through the Stevens financial empire, looking eerily reminiscent of the plush digs of the law firm in Tom Cruise's movie The Firm. The national headquarters of Stevens' Beverly Enterprise, a stone throw from the Venice airport, housing Stevens' powerhouse law firm Boone and Boone and Boone. Oh, Boone and Boone and Boone is running things for the NSA. By the way, you know what? One of the things that happened after September 11th was that the National Security Agency destroyed all its files pertaining to investigations that had bearing on the attacks of 9/11. Now, that was prescient. Because, you see, there's so much in-your-face evidence all over the bloody place. The NSA dare not maintain its own files in any accessible form. Jackson Stevens, named in the BCCI criminal bank scandal, the death of Vincent Foster, the stolen promise software, an intelligence related aviation scandals, the gun running and cocaine smuggling at Mena, Arkansas, and the intelligence and financial force behind Iran-Contra and Whitewater, chief domestic campaign contributor to George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton. Well, after all, he's a distinguished man. He was the roommate of President Jimmy Carter at the U.S. Naval Academy, and his former college roommate was the governor of Florida, Lawton Childs. So he's, he's a respectable person. Right? The big money man from Arkansas, the top donor to Reagan and George H.W. Bush, and to Clinton in 1990. Yeah, precipitates a banking crisis through his Little Rock software firm, Systematics. The Systematics and Promise hardware. Well, the Learjet belonging to the owner of Venice Flight School that trained the terrorist pilots who flew into the World Trade Center was seized with 30 pounds of heroin on board by federal agents on July of 2000 at Orlando Executive Airport. It was the biggest seizure of heroin ever found in Central Florida. And the seized plane belonged to 70-year-old Wallace J. Hilliard, multimillionaire businessman and the newly discovered secret owner of Huffman Aviation at Venice Airport, just months before the terrorists began arriving in force. Hilliard is already known in aviation circles as the money man and the deep-pocketed financial backer of Rudy Deckers. According to aviation observers like Chief Flight School instructor Tom Hammersley, who taught at the Venice airport where the two flight schools experienced a flood of Arab student pilots. What we heard was that Deckers had somebody in Naples backing him financially. We knew that the money flaunted wasn't his. He was the front man. The man who had the money, stated Hammersley in an interview in Mohammed Atta and the Venice Flying Circus. So Rudy Deckers, president of Huffman Aviation, is a flunky. Yeah, Wally Hilliard, the heroin trafficker, the money man, associated with Jackson Stevens. Now, Who are the endorsers of these people? As I mentioned, by the way, their planes are flying back and forth from Venezuela with drugs. And by the way, again, both Governor Jeb Bush and Florida Secretary of State Catherine Harris provided celebrity endorsements to this company after the company's Learjet N351WB was busted by DEA agents armed with machine guns. And then comes forth Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris as endorsers of this operation. You'd think that the sitting governor would be advised to steer clear of heroin trafficking. Governor Jeb Bush honored Hilliard's operation, and he called personally at Florida Air, Sunrise Airlines, and Discover Air with personal visits and posed for photos. Huh? They are very brazen folk, these people. Jeb Bush also organized, he came into Venice Airport with a C-130. They had an Armada rental vans. I don't know if they were Ryder. I'm thinking here of 1993. Rental vans that went from police station to police station to police station in the whole area, gathering up all their files. And they put them on the C-130, which went back to Langley. Yeah. And here is a report in the local press. Catherine Harris's endorsement of the Hilliard-Deckers operation must be providing her with some bad moments today. As one of Florida's top politicians, Catherine Harris doesn't have much time to do a lot of personal traveling. This is the Sarasota Herald Tribune's chatty discussion.
You're listening to Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Today, for extended participation in the WBAI Fund Drive, we're playing excerpts from Our Gift to You, Ralph Schoenman's remarkable talk at St. Mark's Church for the New York 9/11 Truth Movement that took place 1 month ago, June 24th, 2007. It's almost 4 hours, 3.7 hours to be exact, according to Joe Friendly, who so graciously got his gear together and videotaped it with high quality and prepared this DVD for you. $100 contribution, 212-209-2950. We've just heard an excerpt. We've played an excerpt between 4 and 5, and we'll play a few more excerpts later when we return after the news. This is a remarkable program. As you can see, it covers the gamut of discussion of who were involved in the intricacies of the power structure, how they relate to the events of 9/11. Ralph?
Well, you know, I was mentioning earlier, brothers and sisters, about the role of Frederick Malick and Thayer Capital. When he acquired Northwest Airlines and was director and president and vice chairman, a major figure in the airline industry, where the flight routes are divided and the schedules were agreed and the stock holdings were policed, and where the puts and calls on airline stocks, notably those of United and American Airlines preceding the attacks on September 11th, were organized. Now, we just got through listening to a segment about the connection between Jackson Stevens and Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris and that heroin-smuggling little operation that was run by the National Security Agency through the vehicle of Hoffman Aviation. That's where Muhammad Atta, that's where El-Sheikhi, that's where Al-Ghamdi are supposedly learning how to fly Cessnas. That's the nexus. That's where the Mossad operatives were spying on Muhammad Atta in Hollywood, Florida, adjacent to Venice. Now, who sits on the board of Florida Power and Light? Thayer. What is Florida Power and Light? The major donor to Governor Jeb Bush. The funder of the key political figures in Florida who controlled the outcome of the 2000 election through their manipulations in Florida itself. These are the elements of a criminal conspiracy, brothers and sisters, that sits at the height of power in the United States. And what we are addressing is no secret team, no rogue cabal, no special faction. The terms reactionary or moderate or liberal or progressive have no meaning here other than to mesmerize the uninitiated into picking and choosing within a ruling class that smirks as it dominates through institutional control of the political process. And that's the function of its hegemony over the commanding heights of banking and corporate capital. And that's the instrumentality that brings us 9/11. And that's what organizes the Mossad apparatus to bring to bear the crimes of 9/11, the control of the airports, the control of the security operations, the integration with the National Security Agency and the likes of Jackson Stevens. This is the integument of a criminal ruling class engaged in a process of decay, because that's what it is, a system in permanent decay. That's what we try to outline here. That's what we try to document here. That's where we connect the dots between a 9/11 event and the blowing up of the underground in London, the attacks on Madrid, the control over the Pentagon's funding, the black budgets, the security apparatus at airports and train stations and in New York City through Rudolph Giuliani and Benjamin Netanyahu. This is integrated as a documentation of how a system operates for us, what it's doing to us as a people. Please, brothers and sisters, this work is amplified through free speech radio, through WBAI.
All right, we have to give the phone number in case people forgot. 212-209-2950. Simply put, Ralph goes through step by step the connections, the links, the players for the events of 9/11, the players for the attacks now taking place in the Middle East, to the attacks on our social services here at home, the attacks on our jobs, who these people are, how they connect, and how they are devastating our lives, and what we can do about it. 212-209-2950. That is a step you can take immediately. Call WBAI. Get on the phones now. This is a unique opportunity. This program is not available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. We make this specifically for WBAI. It's a unique gift for the loyal WBAI listeners. Your contribution of $100 to your important listener-sponsored station, 212-209-2950. I urge you, wherever you are listening, throughout the country, internationally, within the five boroughs, within the New York region, get on the phone now. 212-209-2950. This is an amazing talk. We can only play small excerpts, and we're playing random excerpts from this. It's wherever we are, wherever the needle, supposed, well, it's not a record, so, but in the same sense, wherever the needle hits, that's what we are doing. Because every single moment of this 3.7 hours is chock full of information and analysis and is riveting, riveting in itself. 212-209-2950. The best is only to be heard when you dial. 212-209-2950. I'm letting you know that the best is not going to be played. It is the we are only tantalizing you. I've listened several times, and I can tell you that I'm keeping the best back. The best is only for those who are contributing to WBAI. Usually during the fund drive, people, you know, play excerpts, and they come with some of the best moments of those DVD to encourage you. But I know for our Taking Aim listeners, all of you cherish what you're going to hear. And I wanted you to have something very special for your contribution. 212-209-2950. Ralph, give a little more detail in case people missed some of your comprehensive index that you were giving me between and, 4 and 5.
And, you know, Maya and Ralph, we also have some people to thank, and we'd like to get to them as well.
Let's do that now, then.
Okay, great. The calls are coming in right now at 212-209-2950. Remember, you can put this your contribution to WBAI for Taking AIM on your Visa card, your MasterCard, or American Express. You could also send a check or a money order to ensure that this program maintains itself right here on WBAI. And WBAI is here so that we can bring you Taking AIM each and every Tuesday, 5 p.m. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. We have a number of volunteers standing by. They're ready to take your calls right now. We have L. M. Selassie from the Bronx. Thank you so much. We'll be getting the DVD with Ralph Schoenman. And we have a caller, Trilina Clemens from Jackson, New Jersey. Thank you so much. Wow, that's great. Sayel Kayed from Jersey City, New Jersey, calling in. Thank you so much. Yvonne Sharp from Brooklyn, New York. By the way, for a pledge of $100, we will send you this DVD as a thank you gift to you for supporting Taking AIM, for supporting WBAI in the center of the FM dial in New York City, and Taking AIM prominently displayed during drive time Tuesday evening. 212-209-2950. Richard Long from Kearney, New Jersey. Thank you so much. To Samuel Gibson from Hollis, New York. We'll be getting the DVD.
Samuel.
Robert Goodall from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you so much. Francis, I believe. Harry Herling, yes, from Dumont, New Jersey. And Helen B. Let's see. Only name. Okay, let's just go with Helen B. from Rocos, New York. Rocos, R-O-C-U-O-S-T. All right, from Rocos, New York. Thank you so much, Helen B. We really appreciate your supporting WBAI and supporting Taking AIM with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen.
Keep those calls coming. Remember, what we have done here, what Joe Friendly has done, is to compress with still high quality. We've watched it on a large screen TV. We've watched it on the computer. We've watched this in many different formats, and it's high quality. You will definitely enjoy it. And he's packed 3.7 hours. Wow. What a gift for your $100 contribution. 3.7 hours. You're going to have listening galore. And in during that time, Ralph covers all the topics related to 9/11 and to the war in the Middle East, the history, the players. Oh, my goodness, you would need somebody to specially index the who's who that is derived in here. This would take a lot of work. It is so dense. It is so packed with information and analysis.
Well, we go into it, the underlying politics of the events in Gaza and, of course, the role of the United States and the Israelis, not only in setting up the Palestinians, but in regard to Gaza and the present circumstances there. We document the extended use of toxic and poison gas that has been reported amply in the Italian press and has been amplified by Doctors Without Borders across Gaza.
Ralph, you relate all this to 9/11, how 9/11 is not a unique incident. That's what's so amazing here, is by going through the players, and particularly the intelligence services, both Israeli and United States, Ralph shows how 9/11 is part of a continuum and why they had to have 9/11 and what are the implications for all of us of this, and how it relates to the tying in, the intrusion on our civil liberties. All this is discussed in 9/11
you understand that the current operations in the Middle East, which were designed to give the pretext of having, quote, what Netanyahu calls Hamasstan in Gaza and Hezbollahstan in Lebanon, all by way of preparing for the pending attack on Iran while all this was going on, why the U.S. and the Israelis were preparing for the destruction of all activists and militants in West Bank and Gaza, while the torture chambers of Mohammed Dahlan, run by the Central Intelligence Agency, were capturing and kidnapping people across Gaza, an exercise was unfolding in the Negev desert with U.S. and Israeli Air Force and Special Forces, with weeks of bombing raid targeting in the Negev preparatory to an attack on Iran. And the attack on Iran is related to the pretext of a terror apparatus, Al-Qaeda terror apparatus now associated with Iran itself. And as Brzezinski warned in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the game plan is to stage an event again in the United States, imputed to Iran, and then continue with the plans for a massive attack, even involving tactical nuclear weapons on Iran itself. It's not only those of us who analyze. It is, in fact, the likes of such ruling class figures as who, out of the alarm of a sector of the class, that the timing of this planned attack on Iran is reckless endangerment of the long-term interests of imperialism, has exposed and surfaced what's going on.
212-209-2950, and we have to thank again Frank Morales, Les Jamieson, for allowing Ralph to have full steam, to allow him to have the time, the opportunity, almost 4 hours, and to WBAI, the people at WBAI, the staff, the administration of WBAI that made this weekend possible, the incredible weekend, 2 days of discussion about 9/11 and state terror, the terror state in New York. And now we have the opportunity to present to you the discussion at St. Mark's Church, 9/11 and the terror state, almost 4 hours, packed into one DVD. And another thanks to Joe Friendly for making this possible. 212-209-2950. It's not only showing your appreciation for WBAI that we extend this gift, it's your appreciation of all the work we do to bring our Taking AIM program to you week after week. And I have to say that in this discussion, because Ralph had the opportunity of the time, and because it was a follow-up to the discussion of the work at the Ethical Culture Society that he was doing for WBAI, this is a unique, very unique talk. And it was unique when I was listening to Ralph. Each week he is there continuing with his research. And so, consequently, each discussion goes deeper and deeper and ties in more elements, more of the players, more of the relationships, more of the facts and the events. And then he brings it together so simply that you are listening and you say, aha. And then a few minutes later, you have another aha moment. So now here's your opportunity to synthesize. You know, synthesize this information, because when you just hear it once, it passes you by. It floods you with information. And when you have the DVD, you can listen again, and you can listen once again. 212-209-2950. Make this your own, because in order to be an effective organizer, you have to be armed with information, specific information, and most importantly, analysis, putting it all in context. 212-209-2950. It's not just the shock, and it's not just the awe of hearing the brilliance of this talk. It is the fact that it can be part of your life, part of your discussion and analysis of these important events. 212-209-2950. Take this important step now. Dial 212-209-2950. Show your appreciation to us, to WBAI, and to yourself. 212-209-2950. 9/11 and the terror state, Ralph Schoenman at St. Mark's Church just 1 month ago, June 24th, 2007. Sponsored by the New York 9/11 Truth Movement. And please go to their website and learn about the important work going on in New York to have a real commission.
Yes, I wanted to. I'm glad you brought that up, Maya, because brothers and sisters, Maya mentioned Les Jamieson and Frank Morales. Well, Les and Frank are the key figures in the 9/11 New York Truth Movement that is organizing a petition to get on the ballot in November a demand for a commission that has subpoena power. That is available to us through role of the Attorney General's office in New York by demand, by the petitioning of the population itself. We can have an independent commission that we control, that we run, that investigates 9/11. And if you contact the website of the New York 9/11 Truth Movement, you will find the particulars about this.
ny911truth.org. And, Ralph, meanwhile, that's your second step for you to do this evening. Your first is to dial 212-209-2950. If you missed part of the discussion today, Ralph will be back again after the WBAI news. But I don't want you to wait until then. Most of the volunteers are there now in the pledge room ready to take your call. Don't create a queue later on. Do it now. Get on the phone, 212-209-2950. This is one premium that I thought was going to be off the charts. I thought this is one of those premiums that everybody's going to want. And if you don't do it now, this isn't like a regular fund drive. This is the small summer fund drive. This is your only opportunity. You're not going to hear excerpts from this premium tomorrow. You're not going to hear it next week. It is now. And you're going to find, I didn't get on the phone, and now I don't have it. 212-209-2950. This isn't a moment to be a procrastinator. This is a moment to be a doer. 212-209-2950. Ralph?
The Washington Post, September 28, 2001. Instant messages to Israel warned of World Trade Center attack. That's the headline in the Washington Post. And that which they document is the role, of the Odigo company, which indeed was the company that had not only the advance notice, but broadcast this to a variety of people who were in the know. And that included intelligence operations of the Mossad and the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Now, we played an excerpt about Odigo, an extensive excerpt between 4 and 5. And if you missed it, you didn't tune in because you were expecting taking aim at 5 o'clock, now is the moment to dial 212-209-2950 so you can hear all the documentation, because Ralph has really delved deep into the intricacies of the Israeli ownership of companies in the United States, particularly companies involved in communication, involved in the events of 9/11, the role of the Mossad, the role of the Defense Intelligence, the Pentagon,
the National Security Administration,
the role of various players, and to say the role of Congress in its participation of members of Congress in these events too, and how they take place, and the structure of power, what it means that this is not just an obscure moment. This is not a fact that there was a mishap and these things just happened to take place. No, Ralph goes into the entire details. 212-209-2950, 9/11, and the terror state, Ralph Schoenman at his best at St. Mark's Church, and for the New York 9/11 Truth, 62407. This is your only moment, your only opportunity for your contribution. It's our gift to you, and it's the gift of Joe Friendly, Frank Morales, Les Jamison, all the people who made this event happen, and now particularly the people at WBAI who bring Taking Aim to you week after week. We've been on 6 years. This is our 6th year broadcasting, and I cannot tell you about our appreciation of the people at WBAI and of Micah Yoshida, who helps us and assists us at KPFA. It is only because of all these people that we can reach you week after week. And now is the moment to say thank you. Thank you to all of us, and thank you to yourself.
And let me say this, too. The people who are in the struggle on a daily basis at WBAI, Michael G., who does this extraordinary engineering and coordinating of the programs, Kathy Davis, who is working relentlessly to program for us, and above all, Bernard White. Bernard White, who is the anchor of what happens at WBAI. Bernard White, who sustains day after day the radical daring that defines WBAI.
And Indra Hardrat, who did so much to bring Ralph to New York for these discussions in June.
The event at the New York, at the Ethical Culture Society, brothers and sisters, on the 23rd, which was a major fundraiser for WBAI, the basis of the talk that you're hearing tonight, the DVD. This is the work of Indra Hardrat, Kathy Davis, and of course of Bernard White. This is the effort to promote for the audience in the greater New York area an understanding of what WBI represents, why it is that this kind of free speech radio is in the front line of our defense against the terror state. What we describe here, when we mentioned, I mentioned a moment ago the role of the Odigo Instant Messaging Company, whose employees and users received early warnings of the 9/11 attacks. Well, as I amplify in these talks, this Odigo apparatus is not just an apparatus of messaging. The Odigo Company is directly linked to Converse Technology, the U.S.-based parent company of an older, much larger Israeli-based company with the same name. And it is indeed the owner of the Verint, Ulticom, Starhome, Mercom, and Startel companies, the key apparatus for security control of communications, of airports, of transport systems. And one of the principal executives, Kobe Alexander, and two other former Converse executives, charged with securities and mail and wire fraud by U.S. prosecutors, they make off with hundreds of millions of dollars. And what did we find in regard to them? This is the apparatus that organizes the puts and calls on 9/11. And the same apparatus involved through Verint in the London bombings. And the same puts and calls orchestrated through Alan Greenspan. Indeed.
The money that was flooded into the stock market prior to the London bombings.
It's not just a forewarning of the attacks, because this is, after all, the role of Odigo in coordinating the same. It's not just that the Odigo vice president, Alex Diamandis, acknowledged that they knew that something big was going to happen and the amount of time it required, and they identified it to the minute. It's not just that Kobe Alexander is involved in Converse and in the securing of the funds that are involved in the puts and calls. That is Tel Aviv-based Efrat Future Technology Company.
I'm going to cut you off. We have only 2.5 minutes left before the WBAI news, and people don't call when you start talking, and we need to get you on the line, 212-209-2950. You listen to the news, you make your call, and you come back again at 7 o'clock to be with Ralph. And the engineer, who might be Max, and keeping Ralph in line, pushing this DVD, because we know it is important. Every once in a while we say, this is a must-have, and this DVD is. So please, 212-209-2950, 9/11, and the terror state is yours for your contribution of $100 to WBAI, 212-209-2950. Keep those people in the pledge room busy. Keep those phones ringing off the hook. And Ralph will be back with you at 7 o'clock.
Thanks to our brothers and sisters, the Taking Aim audience. We'll be with you with the regular Taking Aim next week, but we hope to be having you listening again at 7 o'clock this evening.
I'm
you are listening to a special expanded edition of Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. They will be back right after the news at 7 p.m. Yes, I do believe Max Schmid will be along with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen at 7 p.m. So do stay tuned.